I would love to talk with you guys more. I know there's a lot of things we have to get into, but I have always been a big admirer of the Nordic resistance movement. I think that, again, I don't know the details. I don't have friends in the Nordic countries, and I don't have a lot of personal contacts over there with people who have. But you guys present very, very well. A lot of people get into this false dichotomy where they think, that you have to either be have very good optics, meaning wear nice, polo shirts and khakis or whatever, button down, be clean yourself up, call yourselves identitarians instead of white nationalists, do this, do that, say that you're all these different things to clean up and basically present as conservative as possible and as safe as possible and non-threatening. Or you can be quote unquote national socialists, and then it's the skinhead and the tattoos and the, white power and guys with missing teeth, in KKK robes and swastikas and all this. And, to me, it always made sense. And Nordic Resistance Movement is the only organization in the world that I can say this about. Your ideology can be national socialist. Your presentation can be very, not conservative. You can appear and sort of project a very revolutionary posture. But that does not mean that you have to look like trailer park trash or slobs, or that you have to, use a lot of unnecessary racial slurs and that kind of thing. And it never seems to occur to people. For some reason in the United States, it just never seems to occur to people to combine the two. It's like if you take
Yeah, you do one or the other, yeah.
yeah, it's like if you clean up and you dress nice and you look good, then you have to completely reject National Socialism, Adolf Hitler. Oh, that's all radical. That's bad. That's bad optics, Wignat. We have to instead, just call ourselves American nationalists or patriots or something like this. That's fake and gay and conservative and limp. I mean, even Trump doesn't posture that limp. I mean, Trump, I saw one of these identitarian organizations. They're trying very hard to play it safe, and they unfurled a banner. I mean, I'll just say it. I don't mind criticizing organizations that no longer exist. I'll compare Identity Europa and TWP. I was a member of Identity Europa, and I was a big supporter and a fan of TWP. And I both had value and both marched together in Charlottesville, and I'm very proud of my association with both. But I will say this, that Identity Europa, after Charlottesville, went very hard in the good optics category. And one of the things that they did was right around Christmas time, because, there's a big push in this country for many years to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Yeah, for
So they
sure.
went out and hung a big banner from a bridge that said Merry Christmas. Like, this is some bold revolutionary act.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, and at the same time that they did this, Donald Trump, it came out that he had said in a meeting that he described the island of Haiti as a shithole. His words, So it's
That's
like
radical.
here we have the Republican president of the United States is more edgy and radical and less afraid to upset people
Yeah.
than a supposed, identitarian radical group. Now, the TWP, on the other hand, I think the TWP has been very, very unfairly criticized because of the bad actions of its former leader. But I will say that having gone to a couple of TWP organized marches, the guys could have looked better. They could have looked better. Now, that's not to dismiss them, and that's not to insult them. And certain people online have attacked TWP guys who were risking their lives against fighting against Antifa, and they attacked them, people sitting on the internet pecking away at a keyboard in safety, like to criticize those guys and say, oh, they look fat, they look this, they look that. And I would say, to them, you get their outwear with those guys facing those violent Antifa and police, and you'll be proud to stand with them. But having said that, and with all due respect to my former brothers in the TWP, or I should say my brothers in the former TWP, aesthetics matter. Not optics, but aesthetics. Aesthetics matter. You know, when the Nordic resistance movement, when you guys do a march, it always, everyone in the uniforms are very, everybody has a uniform look. The flag is very sharp and the guys look very sharp. You know, you don't put people who are an obvious, like, embarrassment to your movement out front.